Ida Fricke from Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Read for LibriVox.org by Annie Coleman. Nothing in life is alien to you. I was a penniless girl from Summum who stepped from the morning train in Spoon River. All the houses stood before me with closed doors and drawn shades. I was barred out. I had no place or part in any of them. And I walked past the old McNeely Mansion, a castle of stone mid walks and gardens, with workmen about the place on guard, and the county and state upholding it for its lordly owner, full of pride. I was so hungry I had a vision. I saw a giant pair of scissors dip from the sky like the beam of a dredge, and cut the house in two like a curtain. But at the commercial I saw a man who winked at me as I asked for work. It was Wash McNeely's son. He proved the link in the chain of title to half my ownership of the mansion through a breach of promise suit, the scissors. So, you see, the house, from the day I was born, was only waiting for me. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.